Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We continue the baseball 60 for 60. 60 different storylines for the 60-game season as we get closer and closer. We are 15 days away from the Rangers opener, and 2 weeks, baseball will be started up again. So today, we talked about maybe some of the teams that would step up from obscurity, and maybe they're not really rebuilding. Well, let's take a look at the flip side. Which favorite do you think is destined to disappoint?
Wow. Can you, off the top of your head, can you name the favorites?
So I can name one by going back to our most
hated. I know Yankees, Dodgers.
So I'm going to give you a different team because this goes back to our most unfortunate discussion yesterday of the baseball reference simulation. They have the Cubs as just awful. They have the Cubs with the second worst record in the National League. And I'm not saying that the Cubs are the Dodgers, but you would think the Cubs would probably be the favorite or second favorite to make it through their division, and they've got them at 38-55.
Okay. I mean, I think Milwaukee and St. Louis are better than them, and I know Cincinnati added a lot of pieces, so I'd have them as kind of third probably in that division. I will say, if I'm going, I'm looking at, you know, standings right now
what
to
about
have
the
all
Astros?
The divisions. That's the team I would pick to disappoint, just because they have Verlander, and then what? It's not bad. It's not, you know, they obviously have McCullers coming back, but let's see, after not pitching for a whole season, let's see how he can come back in his limited amount of starts this year because of a limited season. They have Urquidy, if you remember him, who pitched in the playoffs last year, who kind of surprised during the playoffs and did great. But, I mean, we've seen plenty of people pitch in the playoffs and then come back the next season, and we're expecting them to be a really good starting pitcher because what we saw in two starts in the playoffs, and they are just okay at best when it comes to that. So I will go with Astros, and in the National League, shoot, you know what? I'm not a big fan of St. Louis's team, yet, you know, they always seem to somewhat be in the mix. So I will say somebody like Milwaukee. I guess I would pick Milwaukee to win that thing, but I like Atlanta a lot. Is Washington the favorite? Washington over Atlanta as a favorite?
I think I would probably put them as a really slight favorite over Atlanta. Now, interestingly enough, because I'm just going to use this because we haven't seen any of the games yet. The baseball reference simulation, Corey, has the Astros in fourth place at 48-43, which obviously means our division's going to be awesome, or just because the Rangers are so bad in this simulation. They've got them at 48-43 in fourth place, and then they still have the Cardinals atop the NL Central. But the division to watch, and this probably won't surprise you guys, is the NLE and the NL East. They've got the Nationals at 56-37 and the Braves at 55-38. So those teams are crushing it.
Mike, because you've been talking about the Braves pretty hot. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, aside
Acuna!
From Ron Washington, because Ron Washington is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is it Acuna? What else is there that you're really excited about with them?
Ozzie Albies arguably the best second baseman in baseball, and he's 22 or 23 years old. So they have arguably the best second baseman in the game, arguably the best first baseman in the game, and Freddie Freeman. So they have, as long as he's healthy, obviously he's been dealing with the coronavirus, really, you know, it seems like crushing his body right now. So first base and second base, they have the best first base, second base combination in baseball. So That's really a fact right there. It's tough to argue with those two guys because they're arguably the best at their position. Acuña Jr. to me is a future MVP, Hall of Famer, the next Mike Trout in this game. They're pitching. They've been developing some really good young pitchers. The reason we got Colby Allard is they're like, we have no use for this guy. He's never going to start for us anymore. We have too many good young pitchers along with some of our veteran guys that Colby Allard will never start in a Atlanta Braves jersey for the next 6 years. And so they were like, let's trade him and get something because we got like the Gatorade Player of the Year from Jesuit, Kyle Muller, who's killing it in Double A last year. They have, obviously, Soroka was one of the best pitchers in the game last year who was a rookie. They just have some guys that I really like. The one thing that they don't have yet is they don't have that Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, for the Washington Nationals. They don't have Max Scherzer. They don't have Steven Strasburg. So that's the one thing right now that they're really missing is they're missing, out of all the studs they're developing, they haven't developed a stud starting pitcher, unless you want to include Mike Soroka in that, and I really like him, but I don't think he's going to fall into the category of arguably the best pitcher in the game.
Now, who do you guys think will win the MVP awards? You just talked about Acuña and obviously Soto in the National League. Who would be y'all's selections right now for MVP in both leagues?
Man, I can't pick Mike Trout, even though he's the major favorite, because I do think once he has the baby that he's going to miss some time. And when you miss 1 to 2 weeks in this season, I don't think you can win the MVP missing 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sixth of the season. So.
Yeah, so you need to have somebody healthy who plays 55 to 60 of the 60 games. So that being said, I'm looking in the American League. I'm going to really homer this up, not with the Texas Rangers, just with my favorite player. I'm going to say future free agent Francisco Lindor is going to win, and I will go with also a really young guy. I'm going to go with Ronald Acuña Jr. Those are my two guys that I will pick right now to win the MVP, and I know they're not the super favorites.
I'll go with, to homer it up, Joey Gallo and Cody Bellinger.
Okay, for all some right. reason, I really thought you were going to pick another Ranger in the National League, and you were just going
to
be...
Joey Gallo gets traded to the National League midseason and wins National League MVP also.
Wow.
So there we go. So he'll win AL and NL MVP.
I'll tell you who I was thinking about taking a long shot on. My buddy texted me about a whole bunch of gambling things. I don't really gamble on stuff like this,
Marcus Simeon.
I don't know what Aaron Judge's odds are. If he can stay healthy, remember his rookie year, I think he finished second behind Jose Altuve.
Yep.
And so if he's healthy for these 60 games, I think with that lineup around him and batting second every day, I think Aaron Judge, if healthy, could be the MVP of the American League. And I think it's a person nobody right now is thinking about because of the injuries that he had last year, and then it looked like in spring training there was no way he was going to play any part of March or April baseball.
Believe it or not, there's still some heat on him as he is only 11-1 right now. So, I mean, you'd think maybe you could get better odds, but yeah, he's only 11-1. What about, let me ask you this then. Would Rendon do anything for you if Mike Trout is there to help him out in the lineup, but then not there enough to win the MVP?
If they were to win this division and Mike Trout misses, let's say, 7 to 10 games because of the birth of his first child, and Anthony Rendon has a season like he did last year, then that would be crazy, but they might give it to Anthony Rendon over Mike Trout because, let's just say, he was there for all 60 games. And they played in that, let's just say, the 10-game stretch. They went 7-3, and Rendon was great. They might be like, hey, we need to give it to an Angel because their offense just carried them. And the guy who carried them for all 60 was Anthony Rendon rather than Mike Trout carried them for, 45 or 50.
ESPN selections for MVP, Mike Trout and Juan Soto. Now, what about the Cy Youngs? But before you answer that, I have a trivia quiz that if you get right, I will be freaking amazed. What pitcher, since the live ball era started 100 years ago, has the best ERA through 60 games? I will give you a hint. It has happened in the last decade.
Best ERA?
Through 60 games.
Okay, I think the first 60 games of a season?
The first 60 games.
Dang it. Because I remember reading this article on Jacob deGrom doing something like super special, but I don't know if it included the first 60. So I'll tell you what, I'm just going to guess that because I remember reading an article that his ERA was like 0.6 something through some sort of crazy stretch, but I don't know if it was the start of a season. Am I wrong?
You are wrong.
Ah! Oh, sorry. Ed Walsh.
I don't know who that is.
Yes.
Okay.
So, no. The correct answer is Ubaldo Jimenez, who in 2010 through 60 games went 11-1 with a 0.93 ERA.
Was that for Colorado?
It was.
That's even more amazing that he pitched in a place where it's like playing on the moon.
And the thing that's funny about that is just within the last day, he just got re-released by Colorado. He was trying to make a comeback, and he's not happy with the way they're doing business, and he's complaining. So just wanted to throw that fun fact out there.
Can I throw a fun fact in here
real
quick? Minimum of 1,000 innings pitched, the best ERA ever. Ed Walsh, 1.816. Do you know who number 15 is?
Greg Maddux.
No, number 15 with a 2.257 is Orville Overall. I just thought that was an awesome name.
What years did Ed Walsh pitch in Major League Baseball?
He pitched for 14 years, and he was, 18. He was born in 1881.
Okay, then he does not qualify.
So he was a 1904 to 1917 guy.
He does not qualify for the live ball era then.
Sorry
about
that.
But now I feel better about why I didn't know who that is.
Orville Overall.
That's amazing. All right, who do you think is going to win the Cy Young Awards?
Orville Overall.
No, no.
Your major favorite has to be Garrett Cole in the American League, right?
Yes.
I would think. I mean, he didn't win last year, though.
His teammate won.
Yeah, he should have, but he didn't win.
Well, because he didn't win last year, I would pick Garrett Cole, and I'm looking at not all pitchers, but I'm just looking. Cleveland has Clevinger, Bieber, that would be a stretch.
Yeah, Bieber's good.
Maybe Tampa Bay with if Ian Snell comes back super strong.
No love for Charlie Morton. He was third last year.
Man, Charlie Morton to me, I should probably put him on the underrated list because I underrate him.
He was awesome. I mean, he.
I know he was, but I still
the Astros guys.
Like if you say Charlie Morton, I just think of a middle of the rotation guy. I just don't think of a. To your point, third in Cy Young last year. I don't think of him as a Cy Young candidate, and I should for what he's done for the last 3 years of his career. Yep. But I just don't. Mm. And then National League, obviously, it's DeGrom and Scherzer just totally dominate. But if I want to go in another direction and he's not even starting opening day, I will go with Walker Buehler because I love that kid.
Man, you do. Any chance that Strasburg makes a run in the shortened season, then you
could.
Okay.
Also,
Jack Flaherty.
Yes, thank you. Because I was looking at the Cardinals going, I know they have a super stud.
Corey, what say you?
I'm going to go with Cole. On that side, and man, I'm trying to look at some of the other guys. Clevinger, he's an interesting guy, but Mike's right about him being a stretch there. On the other side, I'll go with Flaherty. Does that work?
Yeah, I mean,
can I also say Corey Kluber?
Yes, you can. Interestingly enough, the Rangers had two of the top eight in the Cy Young voting last year. Is there any chance they replicate that?
No.
That would be, if they do, they got a chance.
There's just no way, right?
I would be inclined to say no.
I think they're going to be good, okay? I think they're going to be really good because they're guys that work really hard. But Lance Lynn's just never had that type of season. Like, he doesn't consistently have that type of a season.
He's almost better as a workhorse for 30-something starts. Like, he's going to be healthy. He's going to throw six or seven innings for you. I don't see him as a Cy Young guy because that's a dominating pitcher. And I like Lance Lynn. Love him in the Rangers rotation. See him as a dominating guy.
I think if anybody, Kevin, will, it'll probably be Minor because we've kind of started to see a little more consistency from what he and knowing his mindset, just knowing how he wants to be is what gets me excited about what he wants to accomplish as a starting. He wants to be an ace. Like, that's what he wants. So I think he's working towards that.
ESPN joked that they went way out on a limb and they picked Garrett Cole and Jacob DeGrom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.